Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Back to the South Side tonight for IHSAA sectional action as the South Panthers open against the Whiteland Warriors. South will be missing quarterback Gavin Yeske, but sophomore Jake Johnson will replace him under center. Here's Coach Moriarty.
Well, I think Jake has a lot of characteristics you're looking for in a quarterback. Smart kid, plays with a lot of passion. He will lead the offense. There'll be no question about that. And he's a talented kid. He throws it well, and he's really quick on his feet. We're excited about Jake. The only downfall is he's basically had a week of practice as the number one quarterback. Instead of going into like week 10, he's going into week 1. But I have no doubts that Jake will play well and give us a shot. One is he's ran our offense. You know, he ran it during the summer. He's ran it in JV. He practices it. You don't really make major changes, but you try to fit it, try to tailor to his needs. We got to make sure that we put him in positions where he's successful and try to keep him out of positions that he may not be so successful in.
Whiteland's record says one thing. Who they've played says another.
Center Grove, Avon, New Powell, Decatur Central, four outstanding, not good teams, great teams. So they've played great people. They score a lot of points. They are very good offensively. They have a good scheme. A lot of jet sweep, a lot of things off the jet sweep, so they're dangerous. They've scored points on everybody. You know, they lose 50 to 47, and they won 52 to 42, and they lost 41 to 25. I mean, they're scoring points. So, you know, we got to try to slow them down, and we got to score points.
Chalk Talk with Coach Mo and Dave Novak at 6:30. John Callahan joins the broadcast at 7 p.m. South and Whiteland tonight, IHSAA sectional playoffs. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers return to the road this week in Big Ten play, and the schedule doesn't get any easier. After playing Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan, the Michigan State Spartans are this week's opponent. They sit currently 18th in the top 25 poll. Offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard told us earlier this week what to expect from Sparty Spartans defense.
Well, another blitzing team. And it seems like, you know, that's the key word every week now, but a blitzing team. They like to really load the box up. And, you know, as Tom said to you earlier, they like to, you know, they like to force you to throw the football over running the football. And, you know, Coach D'Antonio has done a great job there, and he's a defensive guy, and he's kept his style of defense there. And even though they've changed coordinators a few years ago, it's still the same style of defense. So, you know, it's a defense that, again, wants to force you to throw the ball.
The Hoosiers and Peyton Ramsey will have no problem throwing it, but they need to get their running game involved as well. Mike Majette is healthy. Morgan Ellison has shown flashes for a freshman, and we'll see if they can get Simi Cobbs and Ian Thomas involved in the action on Saturday. Breakthrough, that's been the word. The Hoosiers looking to break through in conference play. They are 0-3 heading into tomorrow's game. 3:30 on ABC. Don't forget tonight, the IHSAA sectional playoffs begin, and we'll be on the South Side as the Bloomington South Panthers host the Whiteland Warriors. Dave Novak has Chalk Talk at 6:30. John Callahan joins him for the call at 7 p.m. That's followed by Indiana Sports Talk with the coach, Bob Lovell, following our postgame show. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.